This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO's top general warns Ukraine is being badly outgunned by Russia, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
General Christopher Cavoli says the U.S. has been providing the bulk of 155mm shells to Kyiv, but its forces are having to ration them.
They are now being outshot by the Russian side 5-1.
And if they don't get more help from the U.S.,
that will immediately go to 10-1. In a matter of weeks.
Cavoli testified to a House panel as a $60 billion Ukraine aid package remains stalled in Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to the White House for talks on the delicate security situation in the Pacific, the war in Ukraine, and more. Biden is honoring a leader who's been one of his strongest allies in the face of international crises with a state dinner Wednesday. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing enough to increase humanitarian aid into Gaza.
The fact is that we're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough, but needs to be more, and there's one more opening that has to take place in the north. So we'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
Biden has warned Netanyahu that future U.S. support for the war depends on swift implementation of new steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Although the flow of trucks has increased since Biden spoke with Netanyahu last week, the U.S. president said Israel should open those other access points in Gaza's north. This is VOA News. Israel's foreign minister has threatened his country's forces would strike Iran directly if the Islamic Republic launched an attack from its territory against Israel. Wednesday's remarks come after Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, reiterated a promise to retaliate against Israel over the attack on its consulate in Damascus earlier this month. Tehran holds Israel responsible for the strike that leveled the building, killing 12 people. Israel has not acknowledged its involvement. The strike killed 7 Iranian Revolutionary Guard members, 4 Syrians, and a Hezbollah militia member. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump faces multiple criminal charges in a hush money payment case in New York City. After several attempts by the former president's lawyers to delay the trial, it's scheduled to begin April 15th. That's next week. Aaron Rainin reports from New York City.
Donald Trump is forced to leave the presidential campaign trail and take a seat in the courtroom yet again. The former president faces criminal charges related to a $130,000 payment from his attorney Michael Cohen to a former porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 election. The prosecutors argue the payment was made to silence her about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump, who was married at the time. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all charges and claims this is a politically motivated case. Aaron Rainin, VOA News, New York City.
Track and field is set to become the first sport to introduce prize money at the Olympics, with World Athletics saying Wednesday it would pay $50,000 to gold medalists in Paris. World Athletics said it was setting aside $2.4 million to pay the gold medalist across 48 events on the program for this year's Paris Olympics. Relay teams will split the $50,000 between their members. Payments for silver and bronze medalists are planned to start from the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Mali's ruling military junta on Tuesday announced the suspension of all political party activities on public order grounds. Quote, until further notice, for reasons of public order, the activities of political parties and the activities of a political character of associations are suspended across the whole country under a decree decided by the junta leader at a cabinet meeting, a government spokesperson said. Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.